Both tornadoes were rated EF0. One hit Benbrook southwest of Fort Worth, the other touched down in the colony north of Dallas. Officials initially thought damage there was caused by straight-line winds. Matt Stolle's a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Fort Worth.
They did find quite a bit of straight-line wind damage with that thunderstorm. There also did appear to be a brief EF0 tornado touchdown. Straight-line winds can certainly be just as strong as one of those tornadoes, and actually even stronger at times.
An EF0 tornado has wind speeds between 65 and 85 miles an hour.
Most of your tornadoes generally are going to be at the lower end of the spectrum. So the bulk of your tornadoes are generally always going to be brief EF0 or EF1 touchdowns that only last, maybe a few minutes at most.
Three EF1 tornadoes hit south and west of Fort Worth in the towns of Tolar, Cool, and Stephenville. Spokesman Dan Halliburton says Red Cross set up a shelter for 100 people who were displaced.
Stephenville in particular, that area was very hard hit. We had an apartment building that had 16 units actually destroyed, and the units had no power in the rest of the building, so clearly they needed some place to go.
Between the Christmas week tornadoes and this last batch, Halliburton says tornado relief almost never ends.
One of the things that this reminds us of is that really storm season is all year round, just not in the spring. And it really reminds us that we need to be prepared for severe weather in the North Texas area, because it isn't if we're going to get it, it's when.
There's no severe weather in the immediate forecast, but if you're hoping to see the sun, you might just have to wait until Sunday for the rain to end. For KERA News, I'm Gus Contreras.